Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 63 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is me, Neha Shetty, and I'm so glad to have you all listening in. This episode encompasses the fourth week that resumed on 19 September after cancellation in early May owing to the COVID-19 virus spread in the bio bubble of this prestigious league. We will be focusing on the matches spanning from 19 September to 26 September, and the episode serves as a review or recap of the 1 week that has passed by, and let's focus on some crucial pointers. The format of the episode will be pretty simple. I'll be focusing on the matches that has happened, best batting performances, best bowling performances, a look through of the table and where the teams stand, the purple cap and orange cap holders, this of course updated latest till the episode is released. So without further ado, let's get started. First up, the matches that have happened and the teams who have faced each other. 19 September, we had CSK take on Mumbai Indians, where CSK yet again defeated Mumbai Indians comprehensively by 20 runs. On 20th September, we saw RCB take on KKR, that KKR won by 9 wickets in a very one-sided contest that was clearly favouring KKR. On 21st September, we had Rajasthan Royals take on Punjab Kings, which was a nail-biter finish as RR emerged victorious by 2 runs. On 22nd September, we had SRH take on DC. That saw DC win by 8 wickets in what was a very convincing win for them. On 28th September, we had MI versus KKR, which KKR won comfortably in a very dominant fashion. On Friday, 24th September, we saw arch rivals RCB and CSK face off against each other. That saw CSK extend their winning run by defeating RCB. Saturday's doubleheader saw DC take on RR, in which DC won by 33 runs, and PBKS take on SRH, which again was an edge-of-the-seat thriller, where we witnessed PBKS register a win by a miserly 5-run margin. Sunday's doubleheaders had KKR versus CSK take on each other. That saw CSK win yet another game emphatically, and in the RCB versus MI match, we finally saw RCB end their UAE consecutive losing streak and register a much-needed win by 54 runs. The next section will focus on excellent batting performances. In the CSK versus MI match, Ruturaj Gaikwad was phenomenal with the bat. He notched up 88 runs of just 58 balls. Saurabh Diwari with his 50 of 44, and not to forget DJ Bravo's 23 of 82, was very good. Shubman Gill's calm and composed 48 of 34 and Venkatesh Iyer's 41 of 27 versus RCB were some good knocks. Mahipal Lomro's 43 of 17, Mayank Agarwal's 67 of 43 and KL Rahul's 49 of 33 in the PBKS versus RR match were some standout performances. Rahul Tripathi's 74 of 42 in the MI versus KKR match too was a delightful knock. Devdutt Padikkal's 70 of 50, Virat Kohli's 53 of 41 in the CSK versus RCB match were top-notch knocks. Sanju Samson's 70 of 53 in the DC versus RR game, Jason Holder's 47 of 29 in the SRH versus PBS game were yet again knocks that stood apart owing to their sheer tenacity and the time when the team needed it the most. Ruturaj Gaikwad's 40 of 28, Jadeja's 22 of 8, Tripathi's 45 of 33 in the CSK versus KKR match 2 were fabulous. Maxwell's 56 of 37, Kohli's 51 of 42 and Rohit Sharma's 43 of 28 in the RCB versus MI game concludes my list of top batting performances. The next section will focus on exceptional bowling performances. Adam Mills' good spell of 2 for 21, Deepak Chahar's 2 for 19 and DJ Bravo's 3 for 25 in the CSK versus MI match were very good bowling spells. Andre Russell's 3 for 9, Varun Chakravarti's 3 for 13 in the RCB versus KKR match too were noteworthy spells. Arshdeep Singh's 5 for 32, Shami's 3 for 21, Tyagi's amazing spell of 2 for 29 in the PBKS versus RR match were really good. Kagiso Rabada's 3 for 37, Nokia's 2 for 12 and Akshar Patel's 2 for 21 in the SRH versus DC match and DJ Bravo's 3 for 24, Shardul Thakur's 2 for 29 and Harshal Patel's 2 for 25 in the CSK versus RCB game were spells of the highest quality coming when the teams needed them to perform the most. Mustafizur Rahman's 2-for-22, Nokia's 2-for-18 in the DC vs RR game were again good spells. Jason Holder's continued good performance with the ball continued as he registered figures of 3-for-19. Additionally, Ravi Bishnoi's 3-for-24, Shami's 2-for-14 in the PBKS vs SRH game were again very good spells. To focus on Thakur's 2-for-20, Narayan's 3 scalps in the CSK vs KKR game, they too were noteworthy spells. Bumrah's 3-for-26, Harshal Patel's fantastic 4-for-17 where we also witnessed a hat-trick, and Chahal's 3-for-11 in the RCB vs Mumbai game concludes the list of top bowling efforts. Let's now have a look through of the table and where the teams stand. Right now we have CSK at 1 with 16 points, followed closely by DC with the same points at a slightly lesser net run rate at 2, RCB at 3 with 12 points, KKR, PBKS, Rajasthan Royals and Mumbai Indians at 4, 5, 6 and 7 respectively with the likewise 8 points, and SRH at 8 with 2 points and completely out of the contention for the playoffs. The orange cap contention has Shikhar Dhawan, the man on a mission, lead the pack with 430 runs, KL Rahul placed at 2 with 401 runs, Faf du Plessis at 3 with 394 runs, Ruturaj Gaikwad at 4 with 362 runs and Sanju Samson at 5 with 351 runs. The purple cap contenders has Harshal Patel extend his golden run with 23 prized scalps at 1, Avesh Khan at 2 with 15 wickets, Chris Morris tied with Bumrah at 14 placed 3, and the Punjab duo of Arshdeep Singh and Shami with 13 wickets each at 5 on the table. With this, we come to an end of the episode that served as a recap of week 4 of this exciting IPL. Unlike last time where I wrote everyday match reviews, this time around, I'm writing match reports in a nutshell that's available on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to receive it in person or on DM, do let me know. And yes, please do check that out and keep the support going. I'd like to thank you all for ardently supporting my blog and this podcast. A heartfelt thank you. Do check out @NeverInTheBackFoot on Instagram and @NeverInTheBack1 on Twitter for the latest facts, trivia, quizzes, terminology and a lot more coming up this IPL season just for you. The podcast is also streaming on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast, and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Feel free to share your thoughts and suggestions for the already published episodes and recommendations for future topics. Do share this widely and your support is really appreciated. See you next time, listeners. Cheers, stay safe, and take care. Bye for now.